ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Text 26, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder Acharya of ISKCON. Name Sava Parayanti,
Name Sava Parayanti,
Brahman Anashanadani,
Brahman Anashanadani,
Pivato Chuta Piyusham,
Pivato Chuta Piyusham,
Tadvakya Abdi Vinisritam,
Tadvakya Abdi Vinisritam.
This is the statement of a great devotee. A great devotee can speak like this. He is awaiting death from the takshak snake, or snake bird, who is also dvija, twice born. Dvija, this means twice born, this usually refers to the brahmanas, and also the kshatriyas and vaishyas. It can also refer to birds, because the egg comes from the mother's body, and again they come out from the egg. Also refers to teeth, because you get once and then again twice. And here it's given the snake, because the snake is also born from the egg. Anyway, Maharaj Parikshit is waiting death from the snake bird. But he's not afraid. On the contrary, he's in ecstasy, that now I have the chance to drink the nectar of speeches from the lips of Shukadev Goswami, understanding that I've died many times. We've all died so many times. We've all been born so many times. We've had so many fathers and mothers. One lifetime we may be saying, I'm a Serbian and I hate the Croats. Another lifetime we may be saying, I'm Croatian and I hate the Serbs. So self-realized soul understands that this is all nonsense. It has no actual bearing on reality. Reality is Krishna, to understand Krishna. But we are in the world, the dream world. We take asatyare satya parimane. This Narottam Das has said, what is not a fact, we take to be real. Shukadeva Goswami is a representative from the spiritual world, from the world of reality. So he's come to speak that which is of actual importance. So if we can get the opportunity to hear about Krishna and the self-realized soul, that is the best opportunity in millions of lifetimes. Pratijanme shabhi pita mata pai, Krishna guru nahi mele bhaja hai hai. This Lochandash Thakur says that in every birth we get a father and a mother. As a cat, as a dog, as a camel, we get a father and mother. But very rarely do we get the opportunity to come in contact with bona fide guru and Krishna. So if we get that opportunity, we should take it very seriously. This is what Parikshit Maharaj is doing. From his very statement here, we can understand that he's self-realized, because he's not afraid of death. Prabhupada said this about Socrates. He wasn't afraid of death because he knew that he was the soul. Therefore he's understood to be self-realized. But even being self-realized, there is more to be understood. Self-realization is incomplete without knowledge of Krishna. Someone may have knowledge, I'm not the body, I'm eternal, I'm spirit soul. But when he gets knowledge of Krishna, his self-realization is complete. Shukadeva Goswami was in this category. He was a self-realized soul from even before his birth. That's why he didn't want to come out of the womb of his mother. The womb is not a very nice situation, despite what foolish psychologists of the modern age want to tell us. But it's a miserable situation where you're cramped up, you can't move, and there are different worms and bugs biting the body. Therefore, janma mrityu jaravyadhi, the four different kinds of miseries, they are beginning with birth. But Shukadeva Goswami thought it's better to remain here than to come out of the womb, because there's so much maya out there. At least if I'm here, I can not mix up with so many foolish people. But he got assurance from Lord Krishna that, all right, I bless you. You come out of the womb, make your mother happy. She's in maya, thinking that you are her son. But after all, she is the wife of Vyasadeva, she's not Kali. So, to satisfy Vyasadeva and his wife, let the boy come. So Shukadev came out of the womb, but then immediately he left, because he didn't want to get involved in social life. Oh my darling mother, oh my darling son. He thought, this is all right, let me get away from it. But when he heard the message of Bhagavatam, he became attracted to hear that. He had no attraction to anything in the material world, but he became attracted by hearing about Krishna, which he described himself. Parikshit, Shonakadi Rishi, the rishis headed by Shonak, they asked Suta Goswami that Shukadev, he was already a self-realized soul, then why did he take the trouble to undergo the study of such a vast book as this? So in reply, Suta Goswami spoke one of the most famous and important verses in the Bhagavatam. Which verse is that? Say it. Say it loudly so we can all hear. He spoke the famous Atmarama verse. Atmaramas chamuniyo niranta apyarukrame kravanti ahaitikin bhaktim itam bhuta guru hari. That even self-realized souls, they are attracted to hear, they become attracted to Krishna. Atmaram means one who takes satisfaction in his own self. But even such a person, he has no material attraction, but he becomes attracted to hear about Krishna. So this is one class of person who is attracted to hear about Krishna, someone who is already self-realized on the Brahman platform. Now Parikshit Maharaj was in a different category, because from his very birth he was a great devotee of Krishna. His grandfather was, who can say? You should all know. His grandfather was Arjuna, who is a great devotee of Krishna. He is the person to whom Krishna spoke his most important instructions for the benefit of all the living beings in the universe, namely Bhagavad Gita. Krishna was so much inclined towards his grandfathers, the Pandavas, that he lived with them intimately as a friend, as a cousin brother, sometimes as a servant, as when he became the messenger of Yudhishthira Maharaj, the chariot driver of Arjuna. So Parikshit Maharaj came in a great family of Vaishnavas. And from his childhood he was such a great devotee that he used to play games of Krishna Leela. And even when he was called to take his meals, he didn't like to come. He was more interested in Krishna Leela. So from the very beginning, he was a great devotee. But still, he was anxious to hear about Krishna. It wasn't that, well, I'm already a devotee, so I don't need to hear about Krishna. But rather, he became more anxious to hear about Krishna. We can understand he was the emperor of the world, family man. He had so many different duties, family duties, political duties, social duties, which may have, at least superficially, distracted his attention away from hearing about Krishna. So when he got news that he was to be bitten by the snake bird, he took it as a blessing that now I have the opportunity to give this all up and simply hear about Krishna. So similarly, we may also become involved in so many different activities. Parikshit Maharaj was the emperor of the world according to the desire of Krishna. Krishna personally arranged that the throne of the world be returned to Maharaj Yudhishthira. And when the last surviving member of the dynasty was to be killed by Ashwatthama, Krishna personally protected him, namely Parikshit. So Krishna wanted Parikshit to be the emperor of the world. But in the course of service, it may be that you don't have so much time to hear always about Krishna. So Parikshit Maharaj, he had this opportunity at the end of life to simply hear the nectar of Krishna consciousness from Shukadeva Goswami. So similarly, we are all engaged in Krishna's service in different ways. By serving Krishna, then we contact Krishna. If we're thinking how to mend the car so that we can use it for going on Sankirtan, that is also Krishna consciousness. And so many things. There are so many different things to do in Krishna's service. This is all Krishna consciousness. Still, it is necessary for us to regularly hear about Krishna, just so that we can remember why we are doing what we are doing. Because we may be mending the car and mending the car and going on mending the car. But if we don't regularly hear about Krishna, we may wonder, why am I mending this car? I could be mending the car and earning money. But here I'm doing it in the Krishna temple, and all they give me is toothpaste, and that's all. I could be getting rich. If we don't hear about Krishna, then Maya will certainly enter. If the nectar of Krishna Katha doesn't enter our ears, then the garbage nonsense of Maya will speak very loudly in our minds. So we have to hear regularly the nectar of Krishna Katha to put everything clearly into focus. These are messages of reality. Those who are not devotees, they may think it very strange how these people, they're also Serbians like us, and they're listening to something in the Sanskrit language, some Indian stories about some king. He was sitting on the edge of a river, okay, and some snake bird was going to bite him. So they may think, what is all this? Why don't they be realistic? Why don't they understand what life is all about? They're simply living in a fantasy world. Why don't they be normal human beings? But actually, this is reality. Actually, the Kamis, they sometimes say this, you should live in reality. But their whole life is full of fantasy anyway. Because the whole idea of trying to be happy in this material world is a big fantasy anyway. But on top of that, they apply more fantasy. This is very much developed in the progressive, advanced, modern, technological, Western civilization, where you have, in each home, you can have 80 varieties of TV stations. So you can have 80 varieties of fantasy you can watch. Some movie. What is a movie? It's just some fantasy. It's not reality. Then they have sports. Another meaningless thing. That our team will beat another team. But it has no bearing on anything of any importance. Because some men are more expert at running around and kicking a piece of leather. This is considered something very important. This, if children do this, then we can think, all right. But grown men, 25 years old, that's taking very seriously. What is the, how the ball is going this way and that way. I saw on the plane, one football player went to another, was transferred from one club to another. And the cost was 3.5 million pounds. That's like 12 million marks. So the Kamis, it's a lot of money. People here are struggling to get some bread and some vegetables, some carrots to eat. And some big Shudra, because he's expert at kicking a ball, he's getting 12 million marks. So what is this? They're putting so much importance on some fantasy. They'll say to us, why don't you do something useful? So is this useful, kicking a ball? And so many things. So we are distributing our books, but there are so many books. The other day I saw also in England this newspaper. And the newspaper itself is like this thick. There's the news and then the world news, regional news, and then different opinions and some magazine. Even to read that, even if you sat for 24 hours, I don't think you could finish reading it. Kami is a very busy writing books and so many different magazines. You're lucky here because your society is less developed. More developed means more developed in madness. It's actually insanity. This whole technological development, it's insanity. See these huge airports, this Heathrow airport. There's buses going from one part of the other to the other. Bus service. Huge airport. Hundreds of thousands of people work like an ass for 50 weeks.
Could I become my
lie on the beach for 2 weeks. Or they're going here and there for business. And they think this is very advanced. But what do you need? You need food, clothing, shelter. Ahara nidra bhaya maitun. Most people need sex also. So that you can get by staying in one place with a little land and growing food. But instead they're flying London to Dusseldorf with their cellular phone, phoning New York, selling something in Hong Kong, buying something in Sydney. It's insanity. And all the things they're selling, 95% of the things they're selling, you don't need them at all. But they've set up their society that now you need it. You have to have a car because you have to go to work 20 miles or 20 kilometers away. So you have to have, instead of just growing some food outside your home and eating that, you have to drive 20 miles to work. So you need a car. And you have to have a TV, because otherwise people think you're crazy. And you have to watch so many things on TV to keep you intoxicated, so you don't ask, why am I living a life like this? You have to have some entertainment, just so you can forget what a miserable life you're leading. And just so they can brainwash you that actually you're very happy. There's so many artificial things they've made. No Krishna Katha. For all their big arrangements, it's just like a desert. For all their, they have so many different ideas for entertainment, but their heart is dry like a desert. So our Krishna consciousness movement is meant for bringing life to the desert. People's heart are dry and cracking. They're breaking. People are becoming insane. Because the whole society is forcing you to become insane. If they think that a normal person, they think it's normal to spend so much money to go and watch a football game, then this is considered something very normal and good. And that's just one symptom. There are many symptoms. They're encouraging insanity. And then they're surprised. They report in the newspaper 25% of the population are psychiatrically imbalanced, psychotic. You're making them insane, and then you're complaining why they're becoming insane. So the Krishna conscious movement is meant for bringing talks of reality. What we are discussing, the demons, they will be very upset if they hear we're discussing. We're discussing what is reality, what is the nature of this material world, repeated birth and death. But there is actual reality in the spiritual world. But the demons, they don't want this. Let us keep everyone in ignorance forever. They have religious inclination. We will fulfill that inclination in a materialistic way. We have our church, but that's also some kind of cheating to keep people in material consciousness. In that sense, Karl Marx was right. The religion is just used to manipulate people for materialistic reasons. So this Krishna conscious movement is not that kind of cheating religion. Yeah. This is presenting Atma-tattva, knowledge of the soul and knowledge of God. These terms we'll find in the Bhagavatam. Atma-tattva, knowledge of the soul. And Bhagavat-tattva-vijnanam, which means the science of knowledge of God. Bhagavat-tattva-vijnanam mukta-sangasya jayate. This knowledge, scientific knowledge of God, this frees us from all these nonsense speculations. So this Krishna conscious movement, we always say, Prabhupada said, books are the basis. To distribute these books, to give knowledge of reality. Maya mugda jive nahe Krishna shatagyan, tatapi Krishna koilo ved puran. Jivere kripai koilo Krishna ved puran. The just automatically knowledge of God doesn't come. Everyone in this material world is bewildered. So how can they know Krishna? They can know Krishna if they get these books. Krishna, taking the incarnation of Vyasadeva, has very kindly compiled these books to give us this knowledge. Particularly the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is non-different from Krishna. This is the incarnation of Krishna in the form of a book. And in Kali Yuga, Krishna left before this Kali Yuga, but he remained here in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Svadhama Bhagavate Dharma Gyana Devi Saha Kalava Nashta Vishamesha Purana Kadunodita. Krishna, he is always accompanied by knowledge, religious principles, and all other auspicious qualities. Krishna is Ananta Kalyana Guna Vishishta. Characteristic is that he has unlimited auspicious qualities. So all that auspiciousness is there in Srimad Bhagavatam, because Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. In the very deep darkness of this Kali Yuga, this Srimad Bhagavatam is like the shining sun. Very, very deep, deep darkness. So the Srimad Bhagavatam we are distributing, and those who are fortunate, they recognize this is reality. There are many people who are appreciating that we've seen so many books, but we've not seen a book like this. And also, the devotees, we are studying every day Srimad Bhagavatam to get in touch with reality, because the waves of the materialistic civilization are very strong. It appears to be reality. It appears to be very normal, the way people are leading their lives. It appears to be normal for those who are blind to the knowledge of Atmatattva. But those who are enlightened by the knowledge by which ignorance is dispelled, when they walk on the street, they see what everybody else sees. But their perception of it is different. Because everyone else is seeing, yes, this is reality. But a devotee who regularly hears Srimad Bhagavatam realizes that everything here is temporary. Real life is with Krishna. Therefore, we have to regularly hear this nectar of Krishna consciousness. It's not, as Prabhupada said, an artificial imposition on the mind. We're not simply hearing this and imagining some reality. But that is to be practically experienced in our lives also. Pratyakshabhagamantanyam susukam karatamavyayam. Krishna consciousness is to be experienced by practical realization. As a devotee surrenders more and more to Krishna, so he experiences the reciprocation of Krishna in his life. And he naturally becomes very happy. Ramma bhuta prasanna ma na shochati na kangshati. A self-realized person, he is fixed on the spiritual platform, he's always happy. This is the fact. A devotee becomes joyful. Our movement is known as a joyful movement. People think Hare Krishna movement is a happy movement. These shows are not too much influenced by the negative propaganda of demons. But generally when people think of our movement, they think, oh, that's very happy, very nice. So you always see the devotees smiling and happy, singing with flowers and vegetarian food, colorful clothing, festivals. So actually it's a fact. This movement is a very happy movement. But not the happiness of the demons. The non-devotees, they also sing and dance when they become intoxicated. But this is not the foolish happiness, but it is based on knowledge. So let us hear this nectar of Krishna consciousness every day and become enlightened with this knowledge. Tesham adityavajganam prakashyati tatparam. When one becomes enlightened by the knowledge by which ignorance is destroyed, then it's just like the sun rising, then we can see everything clearly. So a devotee like Parikshit Maharaj, even in the most excruciating situation, he's not disturbed.
Tako da bhakta poput Prahlada Maharaja nije uznemiren čak i u naj...
Parikshit Maharaj.
Parikshit Maharaja nije...
It's also Prahlada Maharaj, but I said Parikshit Maharaj. Prahlada Maharaj is also a very good example that despite all causes for being unhappy, he was not at all unhappy. His name is Prahlada, which means always happy. So we are hearing about these great devotees because we want to imbibe their qualities. That in difficult situations we'll remember, oh, now I have to surrender more to Krishna. And anyway, whatever difficulty is there is temporary. Everything in this material world is temporary. So let me take shelter of Krishna. A devotee, by taking shelter of Krishna, he is always blissful. So we're hearing about the exalted quality of Parikshit Maharaj, that even in the greatest difficulty, he's not disturbed. This is, Parikshit Maharaj is cited, he is given the example of the quality of tolerance. There are 9 symptoms of a devotee in ecstatic love. The first is kshantihi, which means tolerance of all difficult conditions. And the example is given by Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of Devotion. The example of this is Parikshit Maharaj, who even in the greatest difficulty, he's about to die, but he was completely satisfied simply to hear the nectar of Krishna. Even though he was a devotee from his very birth, he didn't think, I already know everything, I don't need to come to class. But rather, he was very enthusiastic. What a wonderful way to die. So let us live our lives in this way. Jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya vartam, hearing the nectar of Krishna. And in this way, prepare ourselves to follow in the footsteps of Parikshit Maharaj and go back home, back to Godhead. Person we have cultivated, meditating upon throughout our lives. That person who we have cultivated, meditating upon throughout our lives, namely Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Throughout our lives we will hear how great is Krishna, how beautiful is Krishna, how kind is Krishna, how Krishna is stealing the butter, how Krishna is transcendentally annoying his mother. And then when we leave these bodies, we shall go to Krishna and we will join him in stealing the butter. Or maybe some will be complaining to Mother Yashoda why your son is stealing our butter. This is our goal of life. We shall hear Bhagavatam systematically, understanding how great is Krishna. Krishna is the reality. Vastuta eva Krishna ha, as Vallabhacharya says. Reality is Krishna. Let us be convinced of that and go to join Krishna. Hare Krishna. Is there any question?
I wondered how could Ashwatthama release another Brahmastra to Parikshit? If Arjuna already spoke to Juna and said, and was in his hearing, and the reason that he lost all the power at that time, so how could he have the power to release another Brahmastra?
Okay.
It doesn't say. Kako je Ashwatthama mogao da
odašli
još jednu brahmastru kad je Krišna, kad je Arjuna uzeo taj dragulj na glavu kad je ošišao, kad je izgubio svu moć.
That was done afterwards. He was captured after releasing the Brahmastra. Then Arjuna sent another Brahmastra. Then he captured Ashwatthama. Then he cut. Any other question? Please.
I want to ask you that sometimes we see that devotees, how we say, like sometimes to read the newspapers or see what's happening outside and look at television, for example, some sport. But I want to ask you because.
No, sport, they shouldn't watch sports. It's got nothing to do with Christian consciousness.
Yes, but I want to ask you how can we do properly? For example, we said don't do this, but this is not against the rules and regulations. I mean, there is four very good principles, and this is the excuse.
Say it in Serbian. We have no interest in the newspaper. Robert said it's just news, what all the rascals are doing, that's all. But we may see it to make some point in preaching, just like I was making some points in the class. Just as a point of demonstration how insane modern society is, they can spend 12 million marks for some guy to kick a piece of leather. But that means you may see what you need to see. Just like when I'm traveling in India, I can see, oh, there's train strike here, so I shouldn't go there, or there's some flood is there, so I shouldn't go there. Some riot is here, I shouldn't go here. So you may see what you need to see, but not that you become buried in that for 3 hours. Generally, if there's a newspaper, I look, I see the headlines, I see if there's anything for me to see, otherwise. Sports, Prabhupada specifically said that he included, sometimes he included watching sports in with gambling. If you want, I have a quote in my, I have it in my computer. You can print it out and put it on the notice board. The name of the file is No Sports Doc. So you may say, well, it's not against the regulated principles. But the most important of all the regulated principles is what? What is the meaning of all the regulated principles? Smartavya satatang Vishnu, vismartavya najatu chit, sarva vidhi nishedasya etiya eva kinkaraha. All the regulated principles culminate in always remembering Krishna and never forgetting Him. All the rules and regulations are subservient to this. So actually, if someone is saying, I am watching the night, it just means they're not sincere, that's all. They're not serious about Krishna consciousness. It shouldn't need explaining. There are so many excuses how to avoid Krishna in the name of being Krishna conscious. Practically the whole of Hinduism is developed on this basis. How to be religious and follow Bhagavad Gita and be a pious Hindu. You never ever surrender to Krishna. Even they'll arrange big meetings with hundreds of thousands of people coming to listen to Ram Katha or Krishna Katha. But it's all for entertainment. You can say pious entertainment. So that's better than not something, is there? Some inclination towards Ram and Krishna. We see these kind of speakers, the professional speakers in India, they're very popular because they don't try to change people's lives. People come, they're fully materially attached, listen to Ram Katha and think, this is very nice, I'm a very great devotee of Lord Ram. And they go away and their material life goes on as normal. So they like such gurus who don't interfere with their sense gratification. Our Krishna conscious movement is not meant for cheating in the name of Lord Ram. We will teach, give up sense gratification. You want to be Krishna conscious? No more tea. No more chai. The people, they don't like it. Now, I will be a great devotee of Lord Ram and drink tea also. So you will find now all over the world, Prabhupada has preached Krishna consciousness. And you will find many cheaters come to give you a cheap version of Krishna consciousness. Cheap means just like if you get a cheap diamond, very cheap, what does it mean? It's not a diamond, it's glass. Someone will come and say, now I'm giving you the highest level of Krishna consciousness. In ISKCON, they only teach you all these things, you're not the body, but we will teach you immediately Gopi Bhav. And you don't have to work hard, controlling your senses, chanting 16 rounds. All you have to do is get my mercy. And by that, you will instantly become to the highest platform. It's cheating. Foolish people, they are attracted. But what happens, due to Prabhupada and Prabhupada's movement, people become attracted to Krishna consciousness. They get diverted by these cheaters. But these cheaters, they have no program of sadhana, they have no temple program, they have no organized preaching mission like this. They have no program for controlling the mind and senses. So the big Swami comes in and initiates everyone on the spot, even if they only heard of Krishna 2 days ago and they're still smoking 20 cigarettes a day. And what are they left with? They big, big talk, Gopi Bhav, but what they're actually left with is nothing. They have no program for gradual progress in Krishna consciousness. There's no preaching to control the mind and senses. So they're just left in material consciousness. And they may think that even though I'm still watching sports on TV, that I'm highly advanced. But they're cheating themselves. And because they're not actually Krishna conscious, then they remain frustrated within their hearts. So they express that frustration by criticizing ISKCON. ISKCON is no good. So they're talking about, on one side they're talking Gopi Bhav and all these very high things. But they have no actual qualification for this. So the main focus of their attention is not actually Krishna, but just criticizing the devotees who brought them to Krishna consciousness in the first place. So instead of becoming Krishna conscious, they become offensive. It's a very unfortunate scenario. Spiritual life, Krishna conscious means, factually, you have to come to this movement. You have to take up the path of surrender. There's no instant Gopi Bhav. First, work hard. Control the mind and senses. That is also joyful. but not this artificial ecstasy, sahajya. Maybe you don't have all these things here. All over the world, there are so many big, big gurus coming around, offering instant ecstasy with no surrender. It's all bogus. So it'll probably come here after some time. I think it already came to Croatia. So watch out, Bhagavatisi. Some question is there?
Does it also refer to Gaudiya Mata?
There's a saying in English, if the shoe fits, wear it. Just like we may describe, there is a large animal with horns which gives milk. Do you mean a cow?
Cow?
It could be. No, it may not. You see, when we say Gaudiya Mata, there may be some people from such a background. It may be people from other backgrounds. And it may not be everyone in the Gaudiya Mata also. In fact, one of the big gurus who's going around cheating people is from a Gaudiya Mata background, at least one. But then he's also rejected by almost all the other members of the Gaudiya Mata as being a cheater. So it's not just one big umbrella, Gaudiya Mata. But there are cheaters in different varieties of forms. Life in ISKCON is sometimes rough because various reasons. We're all products of Kali Yuga. We're all coming from bad backgrounds. And anyway, getting freed from our anarthas, it can be rough. There's a lot of pressure in our movement. Give up your nonsense. Don't watch spots. So it may be, you may think it's quite hard. It is quite hard. That is called training. Kick out all the nonsense in our heart. So those who are wishy-washy, sentimental, they don't, it's too heavy, Prabhu. I like Krishna conscious, but why do they always say all these heavy things? What's wrong if I watch the sports and I go to the disco? I'm still chanting Hare Krishna. What's wrong? You should just be yourself, be natural. Follow your propensities. Love everybody. Don't criticize anybody. So, if you want to be cheated, a cheater will come. Here is Krishna consciousness with no surrender to Krishna. Does it make any sense? It's like giving a bogus American passport. You go to America with your bogus American passport, they take one look and say, get back on the plane. It may look the same, but it's not the same. It doesn't get the same result. So life in ISKCON may be a little rough. All right, let it be rough. Just like that sandpaper. You know what this is? Sandpaper, emery paper?
No.
That they use when you make some...
Schmirgler.
So it's rough, but the roughness ultimately makes everything smooth. So it's a purifying roughness. And even if that roughness is produced because of some devotee's false ego or whatever, that also happens. We're not pretending everyone in our movement is a self-realized pure devotee. But this movement is going on under the protection of the parampara. So if we stick within this movement, we will get the blessings of the parampara. We will become purified. And even if a devotee within this world is misbehaving, we should understand that that is his misfortune. If he's sincere, but he's just misbehaving due to some bad background, then he will become purified gradually. He will realize, I'm not dealing properly with the devotees, I have to rectify myself. If he's not sincere, he will go on making offenses, and then Krishna will kick him out of this world. So we have nothing to worry about. Just like Parikshit Maharaj, was not at all worried. Because he is sargrahi, he accepted the essence. He wasn't looking at all the external things. Oh, the snake bird's going to come, I'm going to die, what will happen? He was interested to hear Krishna Katha. So in this movement, we shall see the essence. We have kirtan, we have Bhagavatam class, we have service to Krishna. And whatever else may be there, which is not Krishna conscious, that is peripheral. That is peripheral, superficial.
There's a spoiler version.
It's not of the essence. The essence of this movement is hearing about chanting about Krishna, serving Krishna, surrendering to Krishna, under the guidance of the Parampara Acharyas. So if we should have to plug into the essence, connect with the essence. But those who are not seeking the essence, they will see what is superficial. Oh, this devotee is fighting, and he said this, and he did that, and that's not very good. So the faults are there, and they should be rectified. But we shouldn't see only the faults. Let us see what is the good thing. Last time I was here, I was saying the same thing. That time there was quite a lot of disturbance in the temple here. So I was saying, yes, there's disturbance, but look, there's worship of Gaur Nitai, there's kirtan, there's book distribution, there's preaching. Why don't you see this? Hare Krishna will finish there, and we'll have more Krishna Katha this evening, is it? Hare Krishna.
He's doing great, Srila Bhakti Vikas Maharaj.